6:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never words from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. For those of you who want to get in touch with me, touch base or whatever. Anyway, yeah, I got a bunch of new stuff. Went up to the antique market, got some stuff, had to scrub it down. Hopefully it won't be too, I don't know, grungy for your taste. I'm going to kick it off with a B-side to a song that was popular that you probably forgot about from 1970. Anyway, let's get into it. My name is Alex. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
voice. Just after midnight, when there wasn't any noise, I went to my window, but you weren't there. I'm dreaming that you still care. Dreaming that you still care. That you think about me sometimes out there. But by the light of day, those dreams all fade away. Cause you've gone away to stay. I was awakened by the thought of your touch. Just after midnight, when I miss it so much, I whispered your name, but you weren't there. I'm dreaming that you still care. Dreaming that you still care. That you think about me sometimes out there. But by the light of day, those dreams all fade away. Cause you've gone away to stay. You've gone away to stay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, at 6:15 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. I bet you guys can read along with me on that one. Anyway, happy birthday to Laurel down in Brooklyn. Yes, she's something. I don't know what age she is, but she beats the alternative no matter what. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up as they have been for the last couple of weeks. Dave S. Trio with Devil's Daughter. Tractor was released on the Birthstone label in 1963. It makes its appearance on the Wildsville CD. Just heard the Witch Doctors from 1992 on the Dionysus label, a self-titled EP that they put out. Death Ray 63 was the name of the track. Before that, Miss Derringer. Track originally released in 2004. I got off the compilation. All right, this time the Girls Volume 2 came out in 2006 on Sympathy for the Record Industry. The name of the track is called Corpus Christi. The Beach Boys. I didn't want to play Be True to Your School. I think I played it within the last couple of months. So I played Pom Pom Playgirl from the Shutdown Volume 2 LP. It came out in 1964 on Capitol. And we kicked it off in Wadsworth Mansion with the B-side, The Sweet Mary. And a track called What's On Tonight. It's a Desperate Hours on. That's what's on. That was released in 1970 on the Sussex label. Want to get a hold of me between shows? Having your heads, I can do you some good or some publicity on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. We'll do you some good. You can always email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or, better still, go to the Facebook page for the Desperate Hours on WMFO and like it. And message me from there. And admit it, you're on social media. Come on. You know, it's only just us two. No, I won't tell anybody. Yeah, you know what? I don't even have anything queued up right now. So you're going to have to listen to Devil's Daughter another time before I, like, go find myself a record or a CD. These are the Desperate Hours. Okay, it's 6:20. And these are the Desperate Hours. Here's Bill Justice. Mm-hmm.
They call me the Midnight Man. Get right about 12 at night. I'm the girl's delight. They call me the Midnight Man. Midnight chimes will always ring for me, for they know that I'm a mystery. Love, little girl's just a game to me. I'll go down kissing history. When the winds blow cold, need a girl to hold, because I'm the Midnight Man, the Midnight Man of love. Yes, it was my pain. Now you know my name. They call me the Midnight Man, the Midnight Man of love.
Hello? Hello? This is Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
McKee of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down?
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, just heard the Ripcords from 1963 on the Columbia label, Hey Little Cobra. Before that, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon with the B-side to Abigail Beecher, my history teacher. We actually had a teacher kind of like that. Maybe Rick from Ear Buddies will remember that particular teacher. But anyway, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, All American Girl, 1964 on Warner Brothers. For that, Jean Grey and the Stingrays did Surf Bunny, originally released on the Linda label, 1963. I got off the compilation East Side Sounds, 1959-68. Came out in 96 on Dionysus. And we kicked off the set with Bill Justice and the Midnight Man. I got off the compile of the Best Of Thingy, Raunchy, and Other Great Instrumentals. Came out in 1969 on the Sun label. Anyway, coming up in about an hour and a half will be Cloudberry Farm with the other Alex. But meanwhile, you're stuck with me. I got something queued up this time. These are the Desperate Hours. Actually, a note about this record that I was up at the at Todd Farm this weekend up in Raleigh, and I pick up this record maybe for like a quarter, and that's about all it's worth because it had a gigantic crack in it. And what I did was I straightened out the crack, forced airplane glue into the leading edges of the crack, and hopefully you'll like it. Hopefully it'll play. My name is Alex. These are the Desperate Hours.
DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
setting of despair. It was the blondness of her hair. It was the setting of despair.
Any livestock around here, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It's my turn to tell you, I don't care. It's my turn to tell you, don't stop and stare. I started thinking, thinking about the way that you lie. You had a good time, you loved me. You're gonna see, I started thinking, thinking about the way that you lied. It's too late to cry now, I'm telling you, I found someone else now, I don't care what you do. It's my turn to tell you, I don't care. It's my turn to tell you, don't stop and stare. I started thinking, thinking about the way that you lie. It's too late to cry now, I'm telling you, I found someone else now, I don't care what you do. You had a good time, you loved me. You had a good time, you're gonna see. I started thinking, thinking about the way that you lie.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I just heard the Dave Clark 5, and they called me like a little unprepared. with that cold ending, and I preview everything, so what the heck happened? Anyway, Dave Clark 5 with the B-side to their version of Real and a Rock, and I'm Thinking. Came out in 1965 on Epic. For that, the Crystal Chandelier did The Setting of Despair. I got off the compilation Acid and Flowers. It was originally released, a major label release actually, on United Artists in 1968. Before that, So Viva Tan de Conde Tula. That's The Game of Love. The Game of Love. Came out in 1965 on the RCA Victor in France. Before that, The Snowmen kicked it off from 1963 on the Challenge label and Ski Storm. Anyway, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 if you want to touch base. Want to get a hold of me between shows. Put together that that bumper for me. You can email me or email that to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And yeah, AOL took it. So I get to keep that email address. Yeah, you know, and if you're on social media, you probably are. Probably a lot of you are probably listening on your mobile devices. Or maybe you're in the car texting or whatever and you have internet access. Go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. No, I wouldn't, I mean, if you're already texting, fine. But I wouldn't want you to all of a sudden whip out your phone and start accessing the internet. I mean, well, I might cause an accident or something. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. I hope you're digging it so far. And if you don't, or if you're not, hey, come on down and get your own show. These are the Desperate Hours.
Down. You That you can phone. It's 6654.